Hello. Hello, and welcome back to yet another episode of Fangirl Report with your own certified fangirl, me, Emma Heron. Listen, you guys, there is simply so much to discuss right now. I would like to give you my sincerest apologies about the no episode last week. And I would also like to sincerely apologize for the late episode this week. You guys, I swear I have an explanation for this. I need you to hear me out. Before we get into this episode, I'm going to give you a story time on what has went down in my life in the past, 9-10 days. On Tuesday, December 10th, I woke up in the morning, and my morning routine up until that day was very normal. I would get up at 7 a.m., I would feed my cats their wet food, and then I would get ready for work and I would go to work. And I have two cats, Mr. Pete and Miss Annie, okay? Mr. Pete is really fat. He loves his food. And on Tuesday morning, on the 10th, when I gave their wet food, he didn't come for his breakfast. And since he's a big, fat, chunky cat, that's very abnormal for him, okay? So I found him. He was laying under the table, which isn't exactly abnormal for him. He lies under there a lot. So I moved the table and I tried to pick him up and bring him over to his food. I'm like, maybe he's just having a moment. And he was gripping to that carpet, girl. He did not want to move. So I sat there with him for a second and then I brought him over to his food. Maybe he ate like a bite and then he was in and out of the litter box a lot. Now, I had no choice at this point. I had to go to work. So I'm like, okay, Pete, please be fine. Please be normal. I'm going to work. And then whatever happens when I get home happens. So I go for my 9-to-5 at work. I come home, a ball of anxiety over if my freaking cat is okay or not. I walk in, little Miss Annie is greeting me as per usual, and I don't see Mr. Pete. So I look around, I check under the bed, and there he is, hiding under the bed and yelping and crying in pain. So I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, shit. So immediately I burst into tears. I immediately burst into tears, as one does, because listen, you don't understand. If you get it, you get it. There is simply a bond between a girl and her boy cat, okay? He's my firstborn son. I birthed him. We've been through a lot together. That's my literal son, okay? He's my baby. So when something happens to my baby, it's the end of the world for me, okay? So an hour later, boyfriend Nick gets home, okay? We rush him to the emergency vet, and guess what? He has crystals in his pee and his bladder is blocked. Amazing. That's great. So we had to leave him there for 2 to 3 days. They put a catheter in, flushed out his bladder, monitored him, and then we brought him home on Thursday, December 12th. Okay. Now, that night, okay, obviously, when you come home after something like that, you're loopy, and he was on 3 kinds of medication, 2 sedatives, some medication to keep his bladder relaxed and stuff like that. He was peeing all over the place. It was just not good. So the next day, Friday, he was being abnormal. We called the vet, the emergency vet, and they're like, yeah, bring him in again just to make sure that he's not blocked again. So we brought him in again. He was fine. They're like, as long as he's peeing, he's fine. Then on Saturday, I went on a cute little market day with my mom and my sister and my best friend, shout out. And we're walking back with dinner and boyfriend Nick calls me, he's peeing blood. Oh my gosh. So the second day in a row, we rush him back to the emergency vet. He has blood clots on the lining of his bladder. So he has to have a very liquid diet, okay? So then after that, finally, we didn't have to keep rushing him in. At that point, we were kind of settling into the routine, giving him his medication twice a day. And then I had to pack up and go home for Christmas. So basically, it was like 7 days of just literally sitting at home and making sure my cat was okay. So unfortunately, that is why I did not get an episode out last week. I very sincerely apologize. I should have had something ready to go just in case something happened, but alas, here we are. But I would love to let you guys know that Mr. Pete is doing much better now. Boyfriend Nick is in Toronto taking care of him. He is doing better. He's losing a bit of weight because he's not eating as much, but he's on all kinds of pills and stuff. So he's well on his way to being better. And that's good. And now here I am in little town Sarnia, Ontario for Christmas. I'm very excited. I'm here until... I don't know what I'm here until. Maybe until the new year. I'm not 100% sure yet. But we're home for Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas. And so that's that. And also, guess what? And I've also been talking all about these Wicked auditions. And as if more things couldn't go wrong, there were a couple people in the friend group that got really sick. So guess what? We're having the party in January. So Wicked auditions are postponed once more. So y'all will hear about that at some point. But today I have a whole fun plan for today. Since I am home for Quizmoys, I have a very exciting guest on today. The very first guest of Fangirl Report with your certified fangirl, Emma Heron. And it's really exciting. So we are going to get into 2013 YouTube today with Sister Abby. I know. Sister Abby is fellow fangirl. She is OG fangirl with me. We went through all of the fangirl things together back in 2013. And we are going to have a lot to say about it. So that's what we're going to go over today. We're going to go over 2013 YouTube and why it was actually the best era in the entire world, I think, actually. And then I want to talk about YouTube recently, kind of what we're into now and how things have changed since then. So I think it's going to be really super fun. And let's go get Sister Abby. Why don't we? Thank you.
Okay. Oh no, I feel the pressure.
Okay, we have Sister Abby here. Sister Abby, can you please give us your fangirl report? Oh my god, I just came up with that on the spot.
Wow, I'm so proud of you. I feel such a development. I'm truly honored to finally have my 5 years of fame starting now. My fangirl self really rose from the grave when Prince Heir Louis Tomlinson stepped out on the stage. Did that kind of rhyme a little bit?
It might have. I'm gonna have to listen to that back because every word for I forget it. So
but yeah, hardcore Louis girl since day one.
What about Five Sauce? What lane were you in Five Sauce? This is difficult. Oh,
period. Not difficult.
For me it was difficult. I flipped between the four of them, but
I had a super quick Luke phase when I realized we had a dimple in the same spot. But then I realized I was being unloyal.
Unloyal.
And I'm a loyal woman.
You are a loyal woman. I hate that we're making eye contact right now.
I don't know where else to look.
Okay, put on your block blast on your freaking iPad then.
Enrichment time.
She literally, okay, y'all know those TikTok videos where it's a story time and then somebody playing Subway Surfers on the other side? That's what's going on right now.
The Minecraft parkour ones are where I am.
Oh, the Reddit story. Yeah. Minecraft parkour is... Yeah.
The Minecraft parkour ones where they make you guess the celebrity based on, like, their eyes or their lips. I'm really good at those.
Oh, okay, good to know. So she's playing Block Blast on her iPad while we get into 2013 YouTube. What is the first thing that comes to mind when I say 2013 YouTube?
Literally, my life is beaches every single night, messy buns and Christmas lights. Literally, my life is...
I think that is an appropriate answer, actually. So the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about 2013 YouTube, first of all, what a time to be alive. That was our Netflix. That was, yeah. We watched that shit every day after school.
I was a loyal woman to my YouTubers.
No, like it was insane. So back to school for me was huge. I remember... Not like we weren't even like in barely into August every year, and I would be searching up Bethany Moda DIY videos.
No, let's get into Bethany Moda. Let's talk about how I needed to be her. Yeah. Let's talk about how she was my idol.
Period.
And also, no. You know what we need to speak about?
What?
None of these girls were in school.
No, they were fully graduated, gone in their lives.
Tell me why they're sitting in their childhood home kitchen making a fresh bowl of Cheerios with cut up bananas and strawberries, acting as though it's 8 in the morning and they're ready to leave for first period.
Acting as though.
Like...
And then getting their DIY notebook covers into their backpacks and walking.
Podge.
No, but you know what was crazy is that for the locker DIY videos, they would go to their gym. They would be at their local gym renting a locker.
Planet Fitness setting off the lunk alarm because they're decorating their locker.
No, but I ate it up every single time, though.
You best believe I was there drenching notebooks in Mod Podge just to put Nugs Not Hugs.
Nugs!
Hugs Not Nugs!
Wait. I forgot. Wow. Okay, so I need to start naming off some people. So there was Bethany Moda, Alicia Marie.
Wow. Tila Dunn.
Is that her name? I don't remember her.
I think she got canceled.
There was truly so many. I don't even think I can list.
Lore DIY. She actually watched one of her videos not that long ago. I was curious because she just like got engaged and like she's really living it up.
Yeah.
And she did a Christmas shopping video and it kind of brought me back.
It brought you back? Oh.
Just a little.
So, okay, what are some of the DIYs that we attempted? So there was the notebooks.
Always the notebooks.
Always.
There was. I remember wrapping pencils in washi tape.
Wow. What a horrific idea.
Horrific, but...
Sharpening those was a nightmare.
It really was. It's like those stupid paper ones. Not the paper ones. The plastic ones that they would give you for your birthday in school.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah, that would just peel off. Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Else?
I might have to open the YouTube application just to search.
Yeah.
Is it downloaded fresh?
Not on my iPad, but on my phone. Yes.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Not having it on the iPad, but having it on the phone.
Listen, my iPad is old. This is a side note right now. My iPad is really old. It has 32 gigs of data on it, which is nothing at all. I have Procreate downloaded, and that is it. That is it.
The essentials.
I guess so. Back to school. I just want to see what comes up when I search it. Back to school DIY. Wow! Did you just see that thumbnail?
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Beauty Corner.
Sarah. No, she carried.
Sarah Beauty Corner. Oh, my God.
Carried.
Yeah, these are crazy. Oh, my God. Liza Koshy.
Oh, let's get into that. I don't even actually think I can.
No, I don't think I can either.
Drama.
No, but I remember, like, I would, oh, my God, every year when the time came around, I would watch YouTube on the television until I've watched every single new back-to-school video.
I would not let one go unnoticed.
Exactly.
I needed to let them know I appreciated them and that they were loved.
Abby Lynn, do you remember getting on the application of Snapchat and recording our own back-to-school video in the middle of the summer?
We did that?
A vlog.
I remember sitting at the table and making all our DIYs.
I do not remember trying to become a content creator.
No. It was just for us. But we ran through the morning routine, and I'm almost positive I filmed you walking down the street. I'm almost positive.
Walking when I flung my backpack over my shoulder, and I was the most dramatic fake high school student. Well, I was in high school, but.
I'm almost positive that we did that.
Oh, no. You definitely recorded me walking down.
Like, down the stairs.
Too.
Wow.
I know, right? No, the locker...
The locker...
Oh, my God, Sarah Beauty Corner. That's insane.
She was actually kind of good sometimes, though.
No, she ate. Her little accent.
Oh, who else?
I don't even remember. Anyways, back to school was crazy. Yeah, I really did that. And then I remember in grade 10.
Wow.
What was this year? It was 2015, I think. And I made these horrible, like, remember my purple backpack? I made those, like, out of paper and
yes!
tape and Mod Podge. I printed out band logos
and
Mod Podged them onto my backpack. And it rained one time and they all melted off, so.
I don't have a word to say
about I that. Know you don't. And that's just really the moral of the story is to not do that. So back to school, that was like kind of our upbringing, I think.
That really shaped who we are as DIY queens today.
DIY queens today, exactly.
I think that those videos are why I now have a crochet obsession.
No, that's wild. No, but if we walked to the basement right now and went, like, I think there's a time capsule of old DIY materials from that era. Would you agree?
I may have to agree. I think we could probably find a fossilized Mod Podge bottle.
We probably could. And it's probably glued shut. So, okay, there's back to school. I would also love to discuss with you the British YouTubers of that era. There's a lot.
Yeah, the YouTube boy band.
Okay, girl, name off some British YouTubers.
Joe Sugg, the crush I had on him was unreal.
Unbelievable.
Was unreal. I love that man. Honestly, still do. Yeah. No crush anymore because he's in a very, very happy relationship. Oh my goodness. Now I'm drawing a blank.
So, Joe Sugg, if you're listening to this, come on the pod.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, we've got Alfie and Zoe.
I still watch them. Period. I still... No, because they upload consistently. She's doing Vlogmas right now. Everyone, go give it a watch. They have two little girls now. This is just a life update on their behalf.
All right, great.
Yeah, two little girls. Audie. Well, it sounds weird because they're British.
Otty.
Otty. It's Otty. Otterly Days.
Otterly Days.
And Novi.
Novi!
They're so cute. No, but they... Oh, wow. Zoe shaped me as a woman.
No, absolutely. I remember drawing her in my sketchbook.
Do you remember my first ever portrait of Alfie Days?
I actually do.
And it was the most horrific drawing. If he ever somehow came and broke into the house and found it, because we still have it. I know for a fact it's I still own it. If he ever saw that, he'd probably make me unsubscribe from him.
He would actually probably file a restraining order against you.
It was that
vile.
Like, it was
vile and offensive.
Offensive. If he ever once thought that he could potentially be cross-eyed, my portrait would confirm that.
Yeah, exactly.
Security of his.
Yeah. So, Alfie, if you're listening to this, come on the pod.
And you're not cross-eyed.
No, you're not. There was, who was it? Was it her name Louise? I loved her.
Louise. Her kid is so old now.
So old. What was her name? Darcy?
Yes, Darcy Lynn.
Darcy Lynn. No,
Darcy Lynn is the ventriloquist.
From America's Cat Sound.
Her name is not. It's just Darcy Nolan.
Darcy Lynn, come on the ball.
I just gave her way too much credit.
Oh my god, Darcy Lynn.
Sorry, Darcy, whatever your last name is. Wow.
Wow, Darcy Lynn.
Apologies to everyone involved in that.
Yeah, now. That's insane. There was Louise. Who else was British? There was Mark.
Tanya Burr.
I didn't get into Tanya very much.
I watched Tanya for a while, but then she kind of like disappeared off the face of the earth.
Well, what the hell?
Uploading.
Baby Shark canceled.
Most of them stopped uploading, but
I remember I watched Marcus Butler a little bit. I watched Casper Lee.
I watched him a lot.
Wow.
He has a very, very gorgeous GF.
Wow.
She's actually stunning.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who she is either.
Oh, but she's pretty. She's okay. Gorgeous. Period. Yeah. What else about... Oh, girl. I just remembered. This is gonna... I don't know how much you were into this, but Dan and Phil?
I had my phase, and my phase was strong.
It... Wow.
Yours was much stronger.
Mine was frightening.
Because there was a point where I didn't want to associate with the fact that you were that obsessed.
It was really bad. It was so bad. I remember one of their Phil's on Fire videos was uploaded on my birthday, and I was
convinced it was for you.
It was for me, actually. Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
My bad.
Exactly. That's my bad. The amount of fan art, the drawings, the paintings, it was unacceptable. And the fact that I was so in love with Dan Howell, it was not even funny.
No, like, you would speak about your marriage on a regular basis.
Okay, marriage.
Come on, girl.
I'm married to Niall Horan.
But be for real with yourself.
You would have
had
a second wedding.
I for Dan Howell, I at that age. At that age, I would have had a marriage to Dan Howell. Yeah. A second marriage. I would have.
You weren't committed at that point.
No, it was really bad. It was actually really bad. Oh, and
embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm sure you were already embarrassed.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah.
It was really bad. I have both books. Where is it? The Danifil, Go Outside, and I have... There's another one, isn't there not?
I thought.
Oh, yeah, there it is. The Amazing Book is not on fire.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, though, I did not attend any of the tours. The tour dates?
All of the girlies are meeting them now.
They are all meeting them now, and I'm kind of jealous, but at the same time, I don't need to unlock
that. If you went and you met them, you would have to keep that in the vault.
In the vault. I would literally not show anybody.
Be able to know that.
I know, exactly. That's why I was kind of like, you know what? It's probably better for myself, for my well-being, to not attend that tour.
Because who knows? Maybe the spark would reignite.
The spark would reignite, and I'm not ready for that yet.
And, well, I don't really think Dan wants that, since you don't have a wiener.
Exactly.
So that wouldn't go over well for either of you.
Exactly. And I don't know if you know this, but when I don't know what year it was, but I did write a Dan Howell fan fiction on Wattpad.
Now, I'm not surprised.
I did.
In the slightest.
Where it is, please don't go looking for it. I promise you, it's not worth it. And I think I wrote it about me and him.
Well, who else?
Truly.
Who else?
And I remember... I remember, and this is crazy because it wasn't even a private fan fiction. I made that shit public. I published that. And I remember one person commented on it and said, Dan would never do this in real life. And you know what I responded? I said, it's called fan fiction for a reason. I really responded with that, and I was deeply offended.
But also, like, how would she know?
Exactly. You don't know Dan Howell.
Do you know him in real life?
I don't think so.
Not last time I checked.
Exactly. So, yeah, my Dan Phil phase ran deep. Unfortunately, it was really bad.
You know what's really true to our characters?
What?
Is that you thought you would marry Dan and I thought I would marry Phil.
You know what? That really is true to us.
That's very, no, I lost my words. Cut that out.
No, but I know what you're saying, though. Yeah. Like, I understand you. Because, okay, the people may not know, but we know.
Exactly. Exactly.
If it just makes sense. Wrong, then sorry, but if you don't know, it's sorry. Then you just have to get it. It's just the vibes aligned. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The stars were aligned for that sentence. Only in the Heron household.
Exactly. And I am happy that Danifil Games has relaunched.
They reignited that flame.
They did, and I'm kind of into it. I don't really watch much of the videos, though, because, again, I'm not ready to revisit that quite yet.
Mentally prepared, and we accept you for that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That really heals me, actually.
I assumed. I'm very healing.
Yeah, I can tell. So, there was Dan and Phil. We had Zoe and Alfie. There was the British YouTubers.
They took over.
And I remember, oh my god, I remember going on to the sacred app of Wattpad as a child and looking up, like, YouTuber Imagines. Did you ever do that?
Oh, I was more I was more in the One Direction Imagines. Mm. I was deep in the One Direction Imagines. Niall Horan is in my ear.
Niall Horan did crawl into your ear.
I wasn't really on the YouTuber Imagines side.
I was. It was unfortunate.
Not in my memory.
And, like, the one-shots and shit? That was crazy. Girl, you don't know the Wattpad terminology?
It's been a moment since One Direction has... Or since my mother has sold me to One Direction.
Oh, my God. I had to show you TikTok.
It's been a minute.
This is... Guys, I'm sorry. This is really important. You have to hang on a second. It's really funny.
God damn it.
Oh, here it is! Yeah.
The only thing that would compel me to re-downloading Wattpad is to read Brittany Broski's fanfiction.
Okay, I need to give some context to this TikTok video, though. So, it's a very solemn compilation of Pedro Pascal videos just kind of looking down on life a little bit with the caption, redownloaded Wattpad. I'll link it in the description of this episode so you can guys can see it. But it just made me think of that. And it's not accurate to me at this moment, but I just thought it was really funny. So there you go. So yeah, was deep in the Wattpad fantasies.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Okay. I think this is a good spot to transition to Minecraft videos. Abby Lynn.
Oh, I'm a Catherine.
Abby Lynn. We're okay. If you thought I was exposing myself with the Dan and Phil shit, guys.
No, that's nothing. That's not a thing.
Compared to what we're about to share with you.
I don't know that.
Do you?
I have mentally prepared long enough.
Would you like to kick this off? Would you like to kick off the Minecraft YouTuber discussion?
Okay, you know what we can do is... Give me that. Here's where we can start, everybody. So, we're going to start in a place that is not... doesn't want to make me physically crawl out of my skin. And that's with my man's Stampy Long Nose. That is my man's Stampy Long Nose and I Ballistic Squid. When I tell you... But I hope this is striking a nerve for some of you.
I hope so too.
When I tell you, I would come home from school every single day, grab my iPad mini, lay on my stomach, on my bed, and watch my Stampy Long Nose, My Lovely World video every single day, full volume, full blast.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Every
single day, I would not miss
for like 2 years.
An episode. Oh, I was loyal. Again, I say I'm a loyal woman.
What is the other girl, Amy?
Amy? No, there was Liz, who was Ellie's shadow lady.
No, there was an Amy. I saw
and that. Joel, her boy toy.
Oh, period.
I wonder if they're still together.
I don't know.
I hope. I feel like maybe they got married. Yes. And then this also kind of transitioned / combined with Mr., the one and only, Dan TDM.
Oh, Dan TDM.
Dan TDM. More professionally known as Dan the Diamond Minecart, if you weren't aware of the origin of the name.
His government name.
Yes. I need to refer to him properly. He deserves the respect. Wow. Like, I forget what his little dog's name was in Minecraft. No, I was sat for that. And, you know, then we kind of fell out of the MCYT world, as you may refer to it. I don't want to refer to it, but
that's what it is.
We're here, and I have to.
Minecraft YouTuber era.
Then.
Oh, no. She's got a whole timeline here.
Then we entered. Wow. What grade would that have been? 10? For me, which is embarrassing for you, because you would have been graduating high school.
No!
I believe that's an accurate timeline.
I don't think
Either grade 10.
Wait, I don't even know what you're going to say.
Either grade 10 or 11 for me began my re-entry into the MCYT world. You know.
This was not high school. This had to have been college era.
It college for you.
Yeah.
Not college for me.
Right.
High school really for me.
No, this would have been COVID.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is COVID, and COVID hit for me in grade 11.
I can't believe you're getting into this right now.
Well, you have a lot to say about this.
I unfortunately do.
So, this is the re-entry into the MCYT world with the one and only Mr. Face Reveal. Dream was taken.
Dream was taken! Oh,
Miss Emma, to my left... had the deepest, most intense infatuation with this man. And
before he face revealed, I would like to specify.
I sure hope so, girl, or we'd have to have a talking to. I wasn't actually in... You were in your phase before I was.
And then I think I dragged you into it.
And then I kind of fell into it a little because I was like, okay, like, she's always watching this man. Who is this? What is going on?
No, but the content was good at that time.
The content was good. The speedruns were good.
They were good.
They were very fun. So, then...
Miss Girl...
No, because... I'm going to embarrass myself more because you know what my I can't say my first, but my strongest, actually, I just looked up, and you know who I'm seeing on your wall right now? I see the one and only, George was not found, and the extremely canceled,
oh my god,
Wilbur Soot.
Okay, redacted.
Redacted.
The extremely canceled, redacted.
Yeah, that's quite, yeah, that clip, down. That clip was real good though, that one at the time, that, and yeah. I won't speak about the drawings.
Okay. It's talent.
Thank it you. Is talent. It's just unfortunate of who they're of. Yeah. But that's listen, okay.
You guys have to remember something, that I am back in the old room of the hometown where some artifacts still live on the wall from previous phases of my life that have not come down yet. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
No, because I'll embarrass myself since I spoke about how you were deeply infatuated with Dream.
So infatuated.
My first MCYT crush was George.
Okay, but he's cutie though.
He's adorable. Then, and I don't even want to say this out loud. And
do it.
If my bestie, one and only Liv, happens to be listening, she's going to be rolling on the floor. I won't expose her anymore. I almost did. My deep, deep infatuation. Oh my gosh, this is girl, painful.
Spit it out.
Unfortunately, with Carl.
Girl!
I was down bad.
No, but it's Carl. For Carl. What is he up to nowadays?
Probably still with Mr. Beast.
I feel like shit went down and then people just stopped talking about him.
A lot went down. I don't know.
We just don't know.
But no, I was so deeply infatuated with him. And
with why? Carl Jacobs.
And why?
He's cute.
No, but I can't. I cannot possibly explain that to you.
No.
At this moment in time.
That's fine.
It was bad. It was... No.
So... While we're on the Dream SMP.
Wow. The only topic.
You know, the only valid one. Just so that you guys know that I do have taste. The only valid one is SnapNap.
No, 100%. And even now, like, I just don't even hear from any of them now. But SnapNap was my man, for sure.
You just said SnapNap.
I actually did not roll the tapes.
I will.
So, this was in COVID. And I started the TikTok account. I'm going to talk about it.
I for shade.
No way you for shade about the TikTok account. There's no way. I thought that's what you were leading up to.
No, I for shade.
So I made, oh wow. My God, I made a TikTok.
Your laptop's going to die.
It can wait a second. This is very important. I had a TikTok account. I'm not going to tell you what it is because nobody needs to find it anymore. But I had a TikTok. I made a TikTok specifically for the Dream SMP. Bitch, I got 20,000 followers on that.
That shit went viral. The way it went viral was crazy.
It was crazy because at the time, the Put a Finger Down videos were really, really popular. Yeah. So I made a series of Put a Finger Down videos based on like personalities of the different Dream SMP members. And like, if you put fucking 6 or more fingers down, that's who you were. Okay. I think the SapNap one got 400,000 views on it. It was something stupid like that. And it ended up getting 20,000 followers on that account. And it was all 13-year-old children that were following me. And it was actually crazy. And I would go live, and it was a whole era of my life.
The live streams.
That's so bold.
But they were funny, though.
That's so bold of you.
But they were funny.
Will not.
She's not encouraging this whatsoever. Okay, so now that we've exposed our Dream SMP era,
I don't even know where to go from there.
I need to circle back to 2013 Minecraft videos. I need to say something Captain Sparkles.
Wow.
His fucking survival Let's Play series.
He carried.
He really did carry. And the fact that he still does it now is...
No, the fact that I'd still watch him.
No, 100%.
Probably will go on my iPad, have some enrichment time later with Captain Sparkles.
No, literally. But for some reason, back then, the Minecraft content, I don't know what it was. What was it?
On drugs. Like, it's just so good.
There was nothing I wanted more than to sit. Okay, relax. Relax.
No.
Like, but there was just something about it.
Like, mesmerizing. Like, I couldn't walk away.
And then do you remember, Abby Lynn, do you remember downloading Minecraft Lite?
On my iPod.
On our iPods?
Yes, and I showed it off to everybody at school.
And I don't think I think you showed it to me.
Of course I did.
And then I was making dirt houses on it.
Yeah.
And then we paid when it got, this was very, very early Minecraft. So for this reason, I would like to think that we are Minecraft veterans.
I would have to agree.
We are Minecraft veterans because I'm talking about Minecraft Lite back when there was, six blocks on it?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, it was early. You couldn't do nothing. It was so early on. And then I think eventually when they did release, the paid version, we paid for it.
It was only, $10.
10?
Why would I not?
10. I don't think it was 10.
It was $10.
That's insane.
Maybe 12.
And then the hours, Abby Lynn.
Minecraft Elbow. What do you know about Minecraft Elbow? Bet you don't.
Bet you know nothing about Minecraft Elbow.
You're no veteran.
You're no Minecraft veteran. You, listener, are no Minecraft veteran. No,
you are not. So you know what I mean. When I say Minecraft Elbow, I'm going to have to get you to text me and we're going to have a chat.
And we're going to come on the pod.
Yeah. You're going to come and one podcast episode only about Minecraft Elbow.
It's going to be 45 minutes discussing Minecraft Elbow. Do you want to enlighten us, Miss Abby Lynn, on what Minecraft Elbow is?
So, Miss Evan Catherine, Minecraft Elbow occurs when you are playing Minecraft on either, the iPod, the phone, the iPad, whatever your selected technology was at the time. For me, it was typically my iPad or an iPhone 4.
Which I feel like on the iPad, that Minecraft Elbow got worse on the iPad.
Oh, it was rough. Especially because then you're straining your thumbs because you had a long way to reach.
Yeah.
So Minecraft Elbow occurs when you spend an extensive, probably unhealthy amount of time playing Minecraft on a handheld device and your elbow gets extremely stiff and sore. You know what I feel like when they had the scientists come on This Is Us and explain what was it, dopamine?
Yes!
That's what I feel like.
Niche, by the way.
It shouldn't be.
It's probably not, actually.
So your elbow gets very, very stiff and very sore to the point where you do need to put the game down.
Unfortunately.
You need to take some time to recover, take some me time, and then you can get right back at it and speed run.
That's crazy. Now, the hours that we would spend on Minecraft together.
Wow.
Unreal.
Bitch, we would build cities.
Yeah.
We would build schools. I would build classrooms.
The classroom role play on Minecraft. Yeah. The way that we would make an attendance list out of signs on the wall. Wow, this is going to really kick me right back.
No, seriously. And I remember, for some reason, anytime we played Minecraft, it would always go back to making houses. And it was Christmas time every single time.
Yes. Always a Christmas house.
It was always Christmas.
Our character names. Amy. You were Amy.
I was Amy. No.
You were Amy.
And I don't know who
I... You were Amy. From Good Luck Charlie.
Yes, I...
And I was Patricia, bitch.
Patricia was your chosen name?
Patricia was my chosen name.
And we had children.
And we would
decorate the house for Christmas for our children.
And we would play Santa. And we would put down colored wool blocks.
Yeah, as the present.
As the present with a sign that said what was inside. Yeah.
Yeah. And we would act out our reactions to each and every gift.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It'd be like Christmas Santa morning.
As kids.
What was your child's name? I remember.
Teddy.
Yeah. I don't remember what mine was. Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you tell that? What? Can you tell?
Were so into Good Luck Charlie.
We were very influenced, as you can see.
Why were we so into Good Luck? That is the strangest choice.
Isn't it?
To be so into.
So, anyways, these freaking series and YouTubers back in the day of Minecraft really influenced us.
Yeah, I have been shaped as a new woman. If I didn't watch Minecraft YouTubers and play Santa for Miss Emma Catherine's fake child.
For Miss Charlie Duncan.
Then I wouldn't be who I am today.
And that is so true. So Stampy Long Notes, if you want to come on the pod.
The way I would actually probably burst into tears. The way I'd be fangirling so hard.
So hard.
Like, I actually would love to meet him.
No, like, seriously.
Like, he really shaped my childhood.
Abby?
What?
Yeah, come on.
What?
Come on, do it.
Oh, there's an owl in my ULO roof.
Now, if y'all know.
If you know that, my Instagram is abbylh.03. Give me a follow.
If you understand that, there it is.
And say, hey, just listen to the Fangirl Report, episode 3, and I understood your Stampy reference.
Then
get on the pod.
And you're coming over.
Yeah, you're coming over. We're having a sleepover. And
we are having a big slumber party.
And we're playing Minecraft until we get and Minecraft Elbow.
Yes! And we're going to watch My Lovely World in the background.
Wow!
I'm not going to get one single DM.
No, literally.
So now that we've discussed Minecraft, then Minecraft during COVID, and all of that good stuff, what are we watching now on YouTube?
Honestly, I watch Zoe and Alfie. Mm-hmm. I just love to keep up with their little fam. I watch Marla Catherine.
Who?
Don't know her. She is a Mormon.
Oh!
But she's like just makes like lifestyle videos. She's super cute. Period. Hannah Elise.
Who?
Watch her sometimes. Ava Jules, though.
I think I know who that
Ava
is.
Ava Jules was around a little bit in 2013 YouTube. Love her. But honestly, that's about it. I truly don't watch that many people. And then sometimes I have to watch Aiden's car video with him.
No, because YouTube fell off.
Yes. Nobody is as committed as they used to be to becoming a YouTuber.
The last peak YouTube moment for me was 2016 YouTube Rewind.
Wow.
Maybe 2017 YouTube Rewind.
Rewind.
Yeah.
I always looked forward to that so hard. And then I remember the very first year, it was garbage.
Yeah.
The 1 year, I don't remember what year it was, but it was absolute trash garbage.
Which is the most disliked video on YouTube to this day, I believe. I think. Please fact check me on that if you're listening.
Yeah, that is insane.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I think that's the last, I think 2016 is when it fell off.
Yeah, people just aren't committed.
They're not. They're really not.
It doesn't hit the same.
No, everyone wants short form content now. Nobody likes long form content anymore because all our attention spans are fried because of TikTok.
Because of TikTok, Musical.ly, and Vine.
Don't get me into
Musical.ly. No, because Musical.ly is going to be a whole other episode.
Don't get me into Musical.ly because I was getting famous. I was convinced. As we're speaking, my favorite Musical.ly I ever made is replaying in my mind. And
what is it?
I could find it. It was oh my gosh, how did it go? If you know, there was a Musical.ly song and it had a line about a receipt.
A receipt.
And if somebody can let me know what that song was, that was my favorite TikTok I ever made. Made it in my bedroom alone, obviously. In our old house. And I had an actual receipt. Mm-hmm. And the way that I like revealed it, like you couldn't tell that I was holding on to it the whole time, and I thought that that was a cinematic masterpiece.
Revolutionary.
To be honest, it was
revolutionary.
So I never went Musical.ly famous. I was never Baby Ariel.
Oh, Baby Ariel.
I never was her, but you know, I was persistent.
A girl can dream.
Yeah, and maybe I still am,
and maybe you still are. You know, okay, so for me, YouTube, I hardly watch any YouTube anymore. The only videos that I watch even once in a while, it's crazy, by the way, it's the Queso Dress to Impress videos.
Wow. You know who I actually started watching again? I watched her Sims Getting to $1 million with No Job series.
Who?
Miss Jen McAllister.
No, Jen X Pen. How did we not discuss Jen X Pen?
She shaped everyone.
No, she did a video in her backyard with a trampoline. That's all I remember. There's somebody else I need to discuss really quickly because we're getting near the end of this podcast episode.
Please do.
Did you ever watch Call Is Cool?
No.
Oh my god, she was a Five Sauce girl. Miss Girl was a Five Sauce content creator. I wanted to be her so bad. She had pink hair.
Okay, well, you came to get that part.
And I genuinely believe that Call Is Cool would be such a good podcast guest. She'd be so good.
Where is she?
Where I still see her on... I still follow her on Instagram. She's around still.
Okay, so...
You need to get into Call Is Cool. If you're a Five Stars girl, you probably know. But you need to get into her.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go stalk her Instagram after this.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Anyways, so I'm watching my Queso Just to Impress videos. I watch Quenlyn Blackwell once in a while because she's hilarious. And that's really about it. I don't hardly watch any YouTube anymore. I'm on TikTok every minute of my life.
We know. We know. And that's okay. We accept you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me... You don't have to.
Just tell the people where they can find you.
Instagram. I already told you. I already plugged it.
On the street.
On the streets. I'm usually bartering... in Young Dundas Square. So
okay, no, you'll be at what you're at. No, here's what you're gonna be doing. So you can find her on Instagram, and you can also find her, like she said, Young Dundas Square, singing Defying Gravity.
Yeah, I'm holding a lot of space lately. So I've been trying to encourage others to, you know, hold space with me. It's really important that we are listening and taking in these lyrics. So if you want to come hold space in Young Dundas Square, I'll be there.
And that's that. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on this episode. You're making history today. First guest ever on the pod.
I am honored. Thanks for having me in my own home.
Thanks. Thanks for being so punctual when I texted you saying you can come upstairs now.
Yeah, I really appreciated the permission to head upstairs where my own bedroom is located.
Thank you so much. Okay, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for your patience in these trying times.
Don't even act that way.
She's trying to get sympathy. No, I'm not. Anyways. So this is, okay, because I know the last episode just was not hitting, but this one is hitting. I can feel it already. So that's that. I hope you enjoyed. And I will fangirl with y'all next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.